right now, I have to take note, on a day when Sheriff Joe goes out and raids the employment agency that was hiring illegals who were working on landscaping projects for Maricopa County, I cannot help but note that at long last, the dominant media culture is finally paying attention to what's going on beyond that standard argument that the alphabet networks always seem, you know, very predictably to lapse into the racism mode. Tonight, on World News Tonight with Charles Gibson on ABC, Brian Ross and his investigative team brought up Phoenix. Now, their angle is that they're pointing out what you and I have known for some time, but I think it's important to show it to the rest of America. Phoenix, Arizona is now the kidnapping capital of these United States. Last year, 370, count them, 370 cases. But the spin that Brian Ross is providing, but local authorities say Washington, D.C., is too obsessed with Al-Qaeda terrorists to care what's happening in their own backyard right now. Well, that angle, I think, is a little too clever. Because as you and I know, there are plenty of, and I've written about this and you and I have talked about it before, to use the vernacular of the Washington bureaucracy, there are plenty of persons of a national security interest who come across our border. Simply stated, Abdullah Hussein can learn elementary Spanish and some phrases, claim his name as Juan Valdez, and try to come north. That's been going on. I maintain that border security is national security, and that whether the threat is from Al-Qaeda or from the drug cartels who've been involved in basically a war south of our border that is moving northward and coming right here to Phoenix in terms of home invasions and kidnapping, it's the problem is one and the same. At any rate, got to give Brian Ross some credit, and you need to hear some of what went down on the Brian Ross report tonight on World News with Charlie Gibson on ABC. First of all, chilling audio of a kidnapped victim on the telephone. One of 370 cases in Phoenix last year.
Nina, they got the guts of my head right now. I'm taped up. And please, tell my kids I love them. Don't tell them, get to the bank right now. Give them this money. I'm telling you, I love all of y'all. I'm about to die.
I have dude in my bathtub right now. Okay, I have duct tape. I'm about to cut his hand off. Which hand would you like? Left or right hand? The left or right hand? Pick one.
And this isn't some abstraction. It is not some invention. It's going on right here in Phoenix. And you and I have talked with Mark Spencer of PLEA, the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. In fact, we should point out that PLEA supported Sheriff Joe Arpaio even while the Director of Public Safety, double-dipping Jack Harris, was always mouthing off about Sheriff Arpaio. The kidnappings are going on. You got coyotes. You got drug dealers. And Andy Anderson of the Phoenix Police says quite simply, we got a problem.
Phoenix is in the eye of the storm. And if it doesn't stop here, if we're not able to fix it here and get it turned around, it will go across the nation.
It is going across the nation, sadly, and it all stems from our unwillingness to enforce the border. Just today, Raul Grijalva, congressman from Arizona, and seven others, the ignorant eight, are calling for any type of border fence to be dismantled, to be taken down. Back to what's going on here in terms of kidnapping. Sergeant Phil Roberts recounts what it's like looking for a kidnapped victim.
We're trying to get patrol officers out to that scene as fast as we can. Almost all of my detectives are on overtime. I've got two SWAT teams out, and our victim's probably being brutalized. He's probably being beat up and tortured.
And what happens when you find him?
You can see he's all tied up. Rolled him over. You can see the duct taping around his mouth. Looks like he's probably got a broken nose. Whether he's a drug dealer, coyote, illegal, resident, citizen, that doesn't matter. And we save him. Because if we've not done this, more likely than not, he would have been killed.
Well, I'm glad the cops got to that guy in time. But the bottom line is, opinion leaders, like the President of the United States, and yes, like the senior senator from Arizona, who said in his post-election press conference around Thanksgiving that one of his highest priorities was to work with the president-elect, as he was then, and the designated secretary-designate of Homeland Security on comprehensive immigration reform. One of the things that better happen at long last, although I have my doubts it's going to happen, is that we better connect the dots. And when you leave the borders open and you don't enforce the borders and you try to explain away the illegal behavior under the misguided notion of, oh, we need the workers, oh, it's compassionate, oh, if you oppose having the borders open, you're a racist. I got an email from my friend Victor today who, if I'm not mistaken, I think Victor listens online from Florida. And he said, J.D., look, I'm Hispanic. I just want you to know, and maybe you need to repeat this. It's obvious to me because I listen. You're not anti-Hispanic. You're anti-illegal alien. In other words, you want that stopped. Yes, Victor, you're absolutely right. And let me enumerate it yet again. I don't care if you're from Mexico or Mauritania, if you're from Nigeria or Norway, if you're from Ireland or Afghanistan, if you are here illegally, we got a problem. But the sad fact is our neighbor to the south and the drug war going on down there, and you and I broke some of the stories on this. The home invasion, the concern about Mexican military involvement. Quite frankly, the damage control by the suits at the Phoenix PD. Oh, we shouldn't be surprised when it does happen that way. The good news is it's finally getting out nationally. The bad news is Brian Ross and those guys are trying to shape it up as, well, we shouldn't, we're so much concentrating on Al-Qaeda, we're not paying attention here. It's real simple. Pay attention to both. Because the dynamic is the same. If you remember nothing else about the time you and I spend together, if you remember nothing else about the time I was honored to spend in the Congress of the United States, and especially in these troubled times, just remember this simple fact. Border security is national security. And ultimately, as we're seeing in the case of all these kidnappings, it's personal security. And the longer we ignore it, the longer we set up a situation where you and I and our kids will remain in peril. This is News Talk 550, KFYI. KFYI, we've been talking about the fact that now the alphabet networks are starting to awaken to the fact that, gee, there are a bunch of kidnappings in Phoenix. 370 last year. You and I have talked about that with Mark Spencer of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association. We know about it. Now the networks are coming in, but they're trying to do this angle that, gee, maybe we're spending too much money on Al-Qaeda. My answer, spend money on both, because some of these people coming across the border are one and the same. We've been getting intelligence reports the narco-terrorists are banding with the Islamo-fascist. Isn't that a happy thought? On line one from Phoenix, we welcome Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, J.D., how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, J.D., unfortunately, I'm going to say something that's a little brash, but let's see if it works out for me. Personally, I think that the politicians, Phil Gordon, people like Jack Harris, and also the people in Washington, as well as our local legislators here, are okay with the fact that you know, that we're having these kidnappings only because it's only an effect on the community. You know, the lives of Nick Earthly, the lives of Mark Atkinson, the five children in Chandler, all of these people affected by illegal immigration, they're, I guess you want to call, how you want to, collateral damage. Not enough life has been lost for people to actually take this problem seriously. Now, I've spoke to several police officers here in the Phoenix metro area. Some of them work where I work, and we go into this, how much of this is really being reported? I got the number of 25%. You just blasted out that big number of 370. The Arizona Republic, the media outlet here in the Phoenix metro area, they're failing us by not reporting the information that Phoenix PD is giving them, and that is a fact. Too bad we can't have Jack Harris on record for saying that. But, you know, we also have these, civilian entities looking to go down to the border and possibly putting a stop or aiding the law enforcement officials with their efforts to stave it off. And I'm going to email you what we have going on our side. Some former military elements with long-range reconnaissance and surveillance that have been deployed overseas to Iraq, Afghanistan, also to South America, to see if we can contribute to the efforts down on the border, because right now they're just at a loss.
Well, Tim, I appreciate that. Look forward to reading the email. You make a lot of valid observations. I want to thank you for the call. I also want to say this. It's great that Tim and those with experience in reconnaissance want to do this. But it's real simple. It goes back to the notion of border security being national security. I have called for time and again putting our active military on our border. There is a war south of the border. It's coming here. We better take a serious look at what's going on. So while I'm appreciative of guys who have served in reconnaissance roles in the military, we're used to that, how about the active duty guys or the guys in the reserve actually doing that? Actually, imagine that, doing military tasks that can aid in our national defense and national security, not the stunt like Jano pulled with the National Guard down there, having them down there not actually supplementing the border security, but acting like members of the Geek Squad fixing Border Patrol computers, or like Jiffy Lube guys doing automotive maintenance for the Border Patrol. No. We're going to have to treat this like the problem it is. And it's not an either-or going, oh, well, we're concentrating too much on Al-Qaeda. Let me tell you. You know what's going on as well as I know it. By simple reports that we have read in the free media. This isn't some special intelligence briefing. We know the Islamo-fascists and the narco-terrorists are aligned. They're taking advantage of Asian, and just as nature abhors a vacuum, the really bad guys are very, very happy to step right into it. And the result? Well, how about 370 kidnappings in Phoenix over the last year, at last getting national attention.
JD in the afternoon, 550 KFYI, KFYI.com.